Haines Front Street is closed to all traffic as construction begins to replace a failed culvert. And Skagway resident Roger Griffin discusses his run for borough assembly. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. A failing culvert has caused some unexpected construction in the height of the busy summer months on Haines Front Street, the road that follows along the waterfront and past the harbor. As Amanda Randalls reports, for the last few weeks there has been a detour around the problem area, but as the work begins, the street has been closed completely.
The problem culvert passes under Front Street from the Tlinkit Park area across to Lookout Park. The Haines Borough has been keeping an eye on it and knew it would need work soon, but a few weeks ago the culvert collapsed, making the road impassable. Brad Ryan, the director of public works for the Haines Borough, says they immediately put the work out to bid, and luckily, Southeast Road Builders was able to take on the work almost immediately.
There's actually quite a bit going on. There's a number of culverts and French drains that feed in there, and then it's going to run up under where the stairs went to Tlinkit Park before. That culvert's getting replaced as well. So we tore the stairs out. There'll be new stairs built.
The culvert replacement is adjacent to the ongoing Haines Harbor expansion project, and while it wasn't planned, Ryan says the two projects ended up working well together.
When the storm drain system was being put in the new parking lot for the harbor, we upsized that culvert because we know that we've had problems in the past with a smaller 24-inch culvert in the road, and we had a lot of debate on whether to do that during the harbor or not. And we didn't do it. We were trying to wait a little bit longer than we have. But nonetheless, it worked out well because we did upsize everything else. So we went from what was going to be a 24-inch culvert system to 36, which doesn't sound like much, but it, volume-wise, it's considerable. And so now it all is tied into a 36-inch storm drain system.
Ryan says the new culverts are a form of plastic that appears to be more tough and less easily damaged than metal culverts by Haines conditions, and hopefully will have a longer lifespan than the metal culverts. They're also bigger and smooth inside, which means they will catch less material and can channel a lot more flowing water. Because of the work going on, Ryan says it's easier and safer for the construction to not have a detour around it, and all areas along Front Street can be accessed from the harbor side. Ryan says the work should take a week or less and be open to traffic again. Final paving and rebuilding of the Tlinkit Park stairs may be done in the spring. In Haines, I'm Amanda Randalls.
Fish and Game has extended the drift gillnet fishery in portions of the Northern Lynn Canal this week. Section 15A is extended and will close this week at noon, Wednesday, September 12th, except for the area north of Glacier Point. Section 15C is also extended and will now close at noon on Wednesday as well. The waters north of Mud Bay Point remain open until noon on Thursday. Tier 2 moose hunting begins on Saturday for the Upper Lynn Canal. Harvest is limited to one bull with spike fork antlers or 50-inch antlers, or antlers with three or more brow tines on at least one side. A permit is required. Alaska Department of Fish and Game will hold an information meeting for the upcoming moose hunt at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines on Wednesday at 7 p.m. The agenda includes how to determine whether a moose is legal to hunt, discussion of antler configurations, and data from moose population surveys. Two seats on the Skagway Borough Assembly are up for election this October. Terms are ending for Assembly members Steve Burnham Jr. and Jay Burnham. Both will seek re-election. Skagway resident Roger Griffin is running as a candidate in the election as well. KHNS spoke with Roger Griffin to learn how he got involved in politics and why he decided to make a run for Assembly. Griffin moved to Skagway about 10 years ago. When he first came to Alaska, he worked for the U.S. Forest Service as the regional mineral examiner for the Alaska region. Later, he worked as a senior geologist for Echo Bay Exploration and Alaska Earth Sciences as well. Griffin says that his involvement with marine tailings disposal at the Quartz Hill Project gives him a unique perspective on the issue of contamination in the Skagway ore basin.
That has some bearing on what's going on up here in the ore basin, in the sense that that the physical dynamics are similar, although the regulatory framework is different. And I think that understanding of those physical dynamics is something that that I could bring to the table. And the other thing too is that while I wouldn't call myself an expert, I would say I'm conversant in the federal laws and state laws and regulations that cover pollution in marine water, such as what we're facing here in the Ore Basin.
The waterfront has been a driving issue for Griffin. He first got involved in Skagway politics during earlier efforts to renegotiate the Tidelands lease with White Pass and Yukon Railroad route. When asked about how to move forward with negotiations with the new owners, Griffin says it is a matter of balancing the needs of all stakeholders.
With respect to the new owners of White Pass, they have to be treated fairly and equally the same as anybody else who has an interest here in the waterfront, and I'm talking specifically about the other cruise lines. And then, of course, there's other interests here on the waterfront as well, and that has to do with short-term industrial uses as well as longer-term uses, such as the shipment of ore concentrates out through the port here in Skagway. All of them have a place at the table, so it can't be one entity or the other.
Infrastructure is another priority for Griffin. He says that the possibility of larger cruise ships coming to Skagway could be a good thing for the economy, but the town needs to be prepared to handle a large influx of tourists.
But we need to make sure our infrastructure matches it. And by infrastructure, I'm talking about our sewage treatment, I'm talking about our incinerator, I'm talking about waste disposal in general, and then, of course, there's traffic issues as well. And they did some changes this year, and I think they really improved the traffic flow with those changes, and they were certainly a big step in the right direction.
KHNS and the Skagway News will be hosting a candidate forum on September 24th at 6 p.m. in the AB Hall in Skagway. Questions for assembly candidates can be submitted by email to reporter@khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news on our website, khns.org.